Welcome to our latest podcast episode where we dive deep into the dynamic world of automotive news. Today, I have a riveting lineup of topics that will keep you on the edge of your seat. First up, I discuss the geopolitical tensions stirred by Trump's bold move threatening to impose 100% tariffs on Chinese cars manufactured in Mexico. This decision has significant implications for the automotive industry and international trade relations. Next, I uncover the shakeup at Hertz as the CEO steps down amidst the company's strategic pivot away from its electric vehicle. This move underscores the challenges and risks associated with transitioning to EVs in the rental car market. In a landmark decision, Tesla settles a race bias claims by a former black worker after a $3 million verdict. This case sheds light on the importance of diversity and inclusion within the automotive industry. Shifting gears, I zoom into the exhilarating world of motorsports as I dissect the drama of the Sebring 12 Hours, where BMW M Team's Rahal Letterman Lagan narrowly misses the podium. I delve into the highs and lows of endurance racing and the relentless pursuit of victory. Lastly, I explore the transformation power of 360-degree imagery in the automotive storytelling, where a single picture can convey a thousand words just as we unravel the immersive experience and innovation applications of this cutting-edge technology. Get ready for the insights and captivating journey through the latest headlines. Let's dive in. Today, a new development has emerged in the ongoing trade tensions between the United States and China. President Donald Trump has issued a stern warning threatening to impose 100% tariffs on Chinese cars manufactured in Mexico. This announcement comes as a significant escalation in the trade dispute, potentially impacting the automotive industry on a global scale. The proposed tariff targets vehicles produced in Mexico by Chinese companies, doubling the previous suggested. If implemented, these tariffs could have far-reaching consequences for both the manufacturers and consumers, leading to increased prices and disrupted supply chains. This move reflects the administration's continued effort to address trade imbalances and protect domestic. As the situation unfolds, stakeholders across the automotive sector will closely monitor the development and access the potential of these proposed tariffs. With trade tensions between the world's two largest economies showing no signs of abating, the automotive industry finds itself navigating uncertain territory, bracing for the impact of shifting trade policies on a global. In breaking news, Hertz Global Holdings, Inc. is facing significant shakeup as its CEO, Stephen Scherr, announces his departure amidst the fallout from a disastrous bet vehicles. The rental car company has been unwinding its electric vehicle fleet in recent months after facing financial challenges, including plummeting resale values impacting the entire EV market. Scherr's resignation comes at a crucial juncture for Hertz as it navigates the aftermath of its ill-fated electric vehicle. The decision to step down reflects the company's efforts to address the repercussions of its strategic misstep and regain stability in a rapidly evolving automotive. As the automotive industry continues to undergo transformative challenges, Hertz's leadership transition serves as a stark reminder of the risk associated with pioneering new technology in an uncertain market. The fallout from Hertz's electric vehicle bet underscores the importance of careful planning and strategic decisions making in an era defined by innovation and disruption. In a recent development, Tesla has reached a settlement in a lawsuit filed by a black former worker alleging racial bias. The settlement comes after a jury awarded the plaintiff $3 million in damages, highlighting the seriousness of the allegations and the company's commitment to addressing issues of discrimination in the workplace. This settlement underscores the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives within corporate environments, particularly in industries undergoing rapid innovation and growth. Tesla's response to this lawsuit serves as a reminder of the ongoing challenges companies face in fostering inclusive workplaces and the need for proactive measures to prevent discrimination and promote equality. As Tesla navigates this legal settlement, it will be crucial for the company to reinforce its commitment to diversity and take concrete steps to ensure a culture of respect and fairness for all employees. This case highlights the broader conversation surrounding racial bias in the automotive industry and underscores the importance of accountability and transparency in addressing the issue. In particular, on this case, as I was reading more into it, originally the original settlement came in about a few years back when it was ongoing, came in like a record-breaking $147 million verdict, but the judge felt that was too excessive, and basically, I think it got down, knocked down based on the article, got knocked down to around $15 million, but the gentleman who was affected basically chose to appeal that decision and wound up with $3 million. So what do you guys think? You think it was a gamble to try to, go for a bigger dollar or what? I.e., should he have taken the $15 million and been happy, or was it worth the risk, And plus, that was a little cost of whether or not he's going to be responsible for flipping the or fronting the legal bills, or was that included as part of the settlement of the lawsuit, for damages or whatever, his legal fees. So yeah, comment down below what you guys think on this particular story, and let's move on to our next one. In a significant move, BMW Group has announced its collaboration with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, aka MIT, to research sustainable and resilient urban development. This partnership aims to address the challenges of future mobility and urban living, emphasizing sustainable and innovation in city planning and infrastructures. The joint research project will focus on development solutions for sustainable urban mobility, including electric vehicles, autonomous driving technologies, and smart city initiatives. By leveraging MIT's expertise in technology and BMW's commitment to sustainability, the collaboration aims to pave the way for more environmental friendly and efficient transportation systems. This initiative underscores the decision dedicated to shaping the future of mobility through forward-thinking research and development efforts. By joining forces with MIT, BMW seeks to drive innovation in urban mobility and continues to the creation of more livable, sustainable cities and generations to come. Static images. With the rise of online car shopping, 360-degree imaging enables potential buyers to examine every detail of a vehicle from the comforts of their homes, enhancing the transparency and trust in the purchasing process. Furthermore, 360-degree imagery isn't limited to just vehicle exteriors. It extends to the interior, as well as offering viewers a comprehensive view of the car's cabin layout, features, and amenities. This level of visual detail helps consumers make more informed decisions, reducing the need for physical visits. To dealerships, dealerships and streamlining the car buying journey. As a result, dealerships and automotive brands are increasingly adopting 360-degree imagery as a vital tool to their marketing and sales strategies, recognizing its ability to engage customers and drive conversions. With its ability to provide a dynamic and interactive visual experience, 360-degree imagery is revolutionizing how consumers engage with automotive content online. As technology continues to advance, we can expect this trend to become more even prevalent, shaping the future of digital car shopping and redefining the role of visuals in the automotive industry. Also in that aspect, it doesn't just apply to just car shopping. If you think about it, it's like with the advent of Amazon, Rock Auto, Jegs, Summit Racing, for ordering automotive parts, performance parts, just to name a few of the vendors. Instead of looking at static image, being able to actually physically do a 360-degree viewing of a particular part, say like an alternator or an intake, you know, whether it's going to be the right one or if you're going to have issues for whatever you're building or working on. Yeah. What do you guys think on that aspect of, you think that's going to be something that you're going to be accustomed to, or you think it's just a piece of technology that you don't really care for? I personally, it's like, you know, when I'm surfing on Amazon for products and they offer the 360-degree, you know, tutorial of a product, how often do you actually click on one of those links? Or for that matter, how about the using virtual reality of being able to scan your room or something, or, you know, placement? They're using, you know, IR, I think, to you know, see if like a cabinet or a desk or will fit well in a room, you know, via our smartphones. What do you think? Comment down below. So yeah, comment down below on what do you think of the various stories that we talked about. If Trump gets reelected into office in November and him proposing tariffs against China, how that's going to affect the U.S. and as far as supply chain goes, meaning, you know, we impose these tariffs on these Chinese-backed or Mexico-made vehicles. How's that going to affect the rest of the supply chain issue, like what we kind of experienced during the lockdowns? Or maybe this is a sign that some of the manufacturers here in the U.S. that are based in the U.S. should be hedging their bets and placing supply chain orders ahead of time to compensate for any potential delays. There used to be a thing in the manufacturing that they used to call just-in-time manufacturing, which is one of the reasons why I think how during the lockdowns, the supply chain issues really screwed us over, because these manufacturers and planners would obviously plan ahead just to be able to receive inventory, quote, just in time for the manufacturing process. But with the disruption we had because of the lockdowns, you know, those are the issues we have. So maybe we need to step away from just-in-time manufacturing processes, or at least have a certain percentage to get by without disruption in the manufacturing process, like maybe a 9-month supply of parts to continue going, to keep you going. Those are my thoughts. Yeah, let's comment down below what you guys think on that aspect. And what do you guys think about the Hertz company's CEO stepping down? And personally, in my opinion, I think it was a bad move on Hertz. It's like, yeah, it's like great, but I'm sorry, we don't have the infrastructure yet built up yet for EVs, let alone the limitations of, you know, vehicle ranges. But then it goes, yeah, it's like, okay, rental companies, yeah, you're generally renting, you know, in small cities. So in theory, yeah, you can you know, go the short distances under 300 miles while you're renting a vehicle in town. And then you obviously not going to be putting 300 miles in one day unless you're doing any, you're going to a location that's outskirts and your, you know, major airport or something is outside. That's close. Those are rare occasions, but kind of goes, in my personal opinion, that we need to either adopt more hybrid technologies, be it an ICE battery vehicle or alternative fuel vehicles like hydrogen, propane, whatever. But yeah, right now it's like, yeah, California says they want to have EV vehicles only being sold by 2035. We can barely keep the state going on with our current power grid here in the state alone. And then you expect to recharge vehicles on this current grid. Sorry, I don't foreseeably see it being an issue. You know, a game changer or whatever. It's, and these are my opinions only. You can tell me to go pound sand. But, and personally, I think, you know, Toyota had it right when they started with their Prius line, their hybrid line. Made sense, you know. Small internal combustion engine with battery power and being able to switch on and off systems. Made sense. Best of both worlds. But that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And let's move on. The next one, what do you guys think about the Tesla lawsuit? Now, you know, it's obviously, if it got to the point where the gentleman had to file a lawsuit, something bad was happening at Tesla at their location where the gentleman was based at. For originally getting like an original like $147 million judgment for that gentleman, and then obviously the courts had to step in and, you know, reevaluate it, you know, take the blinders or the tunnel vision blinders off of the jury. But you get a verdict like that, something, or it was convinced, they must have brought enough evidence or testimony to get them. So, yeah, weigh in on what you guys think of that. Oh, then we also have what BMW working with MIT about urban sustainability and urban planning and whatnot, as well as what do you guys think about 360-degree imagery? Do you think it's going to be a new thing? Do you think it's a potential for the entrepreneurship to start adopting that technology and start offering those services for people or creatives or professionals in that landscape of approaching manufacturers? I could see it's like, you know, if a, you know, photo studio has a big enough space and with the right investment, you know, one of these 360-degree ground turntable platforms, and with the 360-degree imaging, you know, that could be a potential game changer for people who are poised and positioned to start working with dealerships as well as maybe auto manufacturers regionally to spur on sales, as well as what do you guys think about as far as using it for aftermarket parts sales. So there we go. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so. Follow this podcast on whatever your preferred audio podcast platform, be it iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and so on. Be sure to leave me a comment on any part of this podcast that you want to give me feedback on. And we'll see you next time.